Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by Triple F, the Forever Family Foundation, and Signs of Life Radio. We gather here every month to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on a variety of topics related to the study of consciousness, spirituality, and of course, the afterlife. I'm Roman Karpyshka, coming back to you on the second Thursday, like I do every month. And I'm very excited to welcome Kim Durham to the show. She is an incredible medium, and we're very excited to have her. She is a second generation psychic medium who possesses the unique ability to see, hear, and feel connections to those, you know, with those that have crossed over. Her warm, witty, and candid personality has people from all over the physical and spiritual world reaching out to her. And when she's not doing private readings or captivating those larger events, she can be found working with law enforcement agencies across the country. Kim utilizes her unique skill set to assist investigators by helping locate missing persons and describing crime scenes and aiding in solving cold case crimes. And her website is simply kimdurham.com. That's Kim with a K-Y, K-Y-M-D-U-R-H-A-M.com. And ladies and gentlemen, our show tonight is commercial free. And also, tonight's show is conducted for research and informational purposes only. So your questions are more than welcome, but keep in mind that Kim will not be performing any readings tonight, okay? So for the past, you know, year or so, or maybe even 2 years, we've been doing this format where people have been, you know, emailing in questions, and we kind of read them on the air, and we just see where it takes us. Okay, so as always, your questions are welcome if you want to call in, and our number to call in is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. So with all of that said, Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Roman. Nice to meet you. Thank you
nice
for
to meet you too, and
having
welcome.
Me. Yes.
You're very welcome. Kim is a first-time person on this show. It's not often that I get to, you know, have a medium for the first time. How exciting.
Well, thank you. I'm excited as well. I have watched some other shows, and I play guitar badly, and so yeah, you've been playing a little bit longer than I have. I think 40 years, God love you. I picked it up about 5 years ago again.
Oh, okay, great.
My latest iteration. So I threw Janice my little guitar that I have in my studio.
Very nice.
I thought maybe,
nice.
You know, I don't play professionally, but I know you do. So I think it's a good way. I use it to balance my energy.
For me, it's a great form of catharsis. It's just,
yes.
It's wonderful, you know. I love it. And even though, like, I'm starting to wind down the professional playing because I'm getting older and I don't want to schlep equipment around anymore. but I'm still, you know, I'll play guitar till I die, I'm sure.
There you go. Well said. Fun.
Well, thank you very much. So where are you from? Where are you, like, I think
I harken out of the Philadelphia region. I'm actually in Collingswood, New Jersey, which is just a hop and a skip from Philadelphia Airport. Planes, trains, and automobiles from Philadelphia to here.
Oh, nice. Nice. So, how long have you been practicing mediumship?
That's a great question. And I say that not to be elusive, but, you know, at the age of 4 is when I started to see people in my room. And okay. I was blessed that I had a mother who did this professionally. So I was describing these people that were in my room who she was communicating with downstairs in her office.
Oh.
So If you count since four, it's been a little while.
Wow, yes.
No, it's interesting my path here because, having a mother who was internationally known as a psychic medium, was in the top 100. I forget the book, it's over in the library there, naming her. Those were big shoes to fill. And I always
For
had the desire to go into nursing, into medicine. I took 4 years of Latin in high school. That was, important for me to follow my own path and be successful in my own profession before I took up the reins here at PSI.
Very interesting. The reins of PSI, what do you mean by that?
So my mom started a parapsychology group in 1974, and they would have the
Oh.
meetings in the living room. This is before she built the home office that she worked
Ooh.
out of. And I remember peeking over and seeing what was going on and the meetings. I remember one of the books, they were doing something with automatic writing, and I was fascinated by a book called Unfinished Symphonies. And at the age of nine, I was reading that. And
Wow.
who would, yeah. So I guess I was a little weird as a child, a little different than everyone else, but I was
Nothing
drawn.
wrong with that.
Nothing, right? Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. So you have all the clairs in terms of ability, like the clairaudient,
Well,
clairsentient, and clairaudient, the clairvoyant.
that's a great question, Roman, because what I find is that it kind of ebbs and flows. Some days, my clairaudient ability names come that fall out of me. Like today, just a minute, well, an hour ago, I was getting zhuzhed for this. And the person doing my makeup, who's relatively new to work with, there was a man that came forward. His name was Al, and he showed me a sheriff's uniform or the symbol of that. And here he was a U.S. Marshal, and he was the first marshal to let in the young black child into segregation into the school. So there's quite a bit of history with this angel who came forward, and I got his name right away. So apparently, my clairaudient ability today is high.
Oh, that's great.
Clairvoyant comes very easily to me. My background in photography, I'm very visual. So I draw pictures of crime scenes. They'll show me, your loved ones will take my hand. It's kind of like virtual reality goggles, and they'll take me to a scene that could be their home, place of business, or a shared memory. So that
Wow.
tends to be one of the strongest. And then as a physical medium, my clairessence, or the ability to feel
Oh,
when I
the
Sentience, yes. When
clairsentient, yes.
I work in that realm on police work, I can see through the victim's eyes, describe the crime scene, but physically know what happened to me. So that happens quite a bit, even with clients when I'm not working on cases.
So when you do the do you experience the pain of like
Yes.
say somebody died violently or something like that? You experience the pain?
Yes, and it's a brief shining moment. I have felt the sensation of being shot by a sniper, hit by a train, and crossing by quicksand. Very unusual ways of earning your
Crossing by
wings.
quicksand.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're all terrible ways to die.
Yes.
Any way is a terrible way to die. We it's so crazy because I was actually at a wake today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ugh.
Two houses down from me, three houses down from me. The lady committed suicide. She had
Ugh.
children my children's age, their friends, and I mean thousands of people they were pillars of the community. Thousands of people showed up and everything, and it's just like you'd never think that this person would even consider that, like taking her own life, but
There's so many that walk out there, a silent, the silent struggle that they have. And this time of year seems to be especially difficult for so many, coupled with the circadian clock. I'm going to go a little medical on you, my background of being a,
Please do,
I'm a, if there's such a thing as a former, I practice as an RNFA. I was a first assist, registered nurse first assist at Penn Presby and Collings in Philadelphia. So I did cardiothoracic orthopedic surgery. I did all, fixed broken bones and broken hearts. So I know a little bit about that area. I'm not a therapist, but the circadian clock, with it being colder and winter time, a lot of people have heightened depression. And I always often say, reach out to those people that may have had a history. Or just check in with your friends. They all need someone, and make it okay to talk about their struggle. Make it okay.
Of course, absolutely. It's paramount. So we actually have a caller.
Wonderful.
We have Nancy from Hawaii on line one and looking for some insights on stillborn births. So, Nancy, welcome to the show.
Aloha, thank you for taking my call.
You are very welcome.
Mahalo. Yeah, mahalo, right, exactly. So you
My
had a question.
grandson,
Go ahead,
yes,
Mahalo.
my granddaughter had a stillborn birth recently, and it was such a tragic tragedy, of course. And she was very much loved the baby, and I need some insight on that. That's a tough one for me.
Well, from what I'm shown, when I communicate, and first off, my condolences, truly, truly, that anticipation of a birth and all the way through the subsequent months, I have a feeling they were like 8.5 months or so when this crossing happened. Okay. And she has an older sister as well, or another child?
She has another child, yes.
Another child. Okay. When these children come forward to communicate with me, my background is also in sign language, which I took up for interpretation while becoming a nurse. So I will often see things. I lovingly say, how your loved ones talk to me, it's like charades and it's symbols. And everybody has a life library, places that things that we've done, boxes that we've checked, experiences that we've all had. And so your loved ones use things from my life library to be able to wrap a message within that. And so usually if I make a mistake, it would be through the interpretation of it. Like I did earlier with the woman who was doing my makeup, and I said, is he a sheriff? And no, it was a marshal. But anyway, in your situation, I see loss of breath. So when they come forward and they tell me they crossed over, loss of breath, they'll show me pregnancy and then loss of breath. Those are my symbols to know that that energy crossed as a stillborn. For me, I can sense their energy. They communicate with me on a different level vibrationally. Why? I'm not exactly sure. But they often show me how they continue to stay with the family, and how they show me other children in the family that they continue to play with and be a part of that family on the physical plane.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Was this child supposed to be born on somebody else's birthday or a holiday? Like, or something
Very close to Christmas.
very close. Yeah. Okay.
The 16th of December, and
Okay.
she pretty much came about what you said.
And that baby, did
Yes.
who had the blue eyes in the family?
The mother.
Yes. So,
And
that child.
my daughter does too.
Yeah.
Her grandma. I'm the
Yeah,
great grandma.
she's a gorgeous little, I call them muffin heads. It's just a Kim speak for just a beautiful little energy. And that I can see that child with you. And although, a lot of the children that aren't given the breath of life or have a very short lifespan, I'm shown that their soul had a purpose here, that their soul was to, in fact, teach doctors, nurses, other people that cared for their mother, and learned from this situation to walk with new information and new insight because of their birth. So their soul had purpose here.
That's an
Her soul
interesting way
has
to
a
look at it.
purpose. Yes, it is. That helps. I always, they ask me why. I say I am not the giver of life. I'm not the taker of life. I don't know the reason. I can just say there was one and there was a purpose. That's what I tell them. But it's hard, it's hard.
It is very hard, and my heart goes out to you all. I'm sending you hugs from here, and continue to
Thank you.
talk about her and about her soul and her presence here.
Yes, I do. I see her with my daughter. She passed a few years ago, and the first image I have was my daughter holding her.
Blue eyes.
That
Yes, she's beautiful.
yeah.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much
Thank
for the
you.
call.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your insight. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Take care.
Be well.
Yeah, that's it's always it's always very hard when, babies and young children die, that kind of thing. Very, very hard. It's just you try to make sense of it, and I mean, I have a 5-year-old son who passed away. And it very, very, that's how I got into this whole thing. So it was very hard for me to accept that he was and eventually I did, that he's part of a soul group and it's part of like my education, that kind of thing. I still cannot agree with it, but it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right. It I part of doing this work, I work with different types of groups. And one of the gr early groups that I lovingly say I inherited from my mom after she passed was the Comfort Club. And it was a group of parents that were comprised that had lost children of varying ages and circumstances. And it was that early group of working with them that I gained much appreciation for their journey. And they were kind enough to allow me to work with them and their loved ones who had crossed.
So, do you ever work with or get any kind of energy or from consciousness that is or a spirit that was never on the earth, like maybe from a different planet or from, that kind of thing? I know we're getting into crazy stuff here,
That
but
well, it, you're going a little left. Are there different energies on different vibrational planes? Yes.
Oh, of
How,
course, yeah.
so
But
I do I believe in that? Yes. There are other realms or, if you will, ascensions of energy, and so I never know who exactly is going to be in on that level for me to communicate with.
So depending on the energy, like the further the energy, like the higher the plane, the higher the vibration,
Yes.
is it harder to reach those people?
That's a great question, Roman, because for me, it depends on A, who's coming to sit with me, their vibrational energy, right? So this is a loop of energy. Communicating with somebody who's crossed over, that I give a little list and, be well rested, hydrated, and fed before you come and sit with me. There was a time where I'd had nurses, especially my healthcare providers, who would come in after working 12-hour shifts to just keep their appointment, and their energy is on the floor, and I was like, I can't work with you. You're just, I can get them maybe down, and but to pull you up is a lot of energy. So, that's the first thing. Secondly, those, it's interesting when I've had those that have crossed over, spirit, however you want to call them, it depends on what tagline people are comfortable with. But if a spirit comes through, especially if they were people of the cloth, whether they were rabbis, abbots, priests, nuns, they're already at a higher vibrational energy and they communicate with me differently in that sense because they're on that higher frequency.
Okay, so they communicate differently, but you can receive those no matter what plane they're communicating from, pretty much.
Yes.
And
It's
what you
just there's
said,
just a nuance I can tell.
and what you said kind of describes kind of like a closed circuit where you need the sitter's energy, you need the, like for everything to work, for the connection, and you're part of that connection,
Absolutely, absolutely. It's important. As John Holland, who was one of my early mentors, and now he's a personal friend of mine, it comes from spirit through spirit to spirit. So it is an energetic, if you will, closed loop in some fashion.
So take us through a day of a medium, the
Oh,
life of a
jeez.
take us through a typical day in the life of a
Atypical.
medium.
Okay.
And like what we're interested in hearing is like, all right, I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden something hits me, like one of those things,
Well,
like is that what happens? Well, go ahead.
here's the thing. I'm energy. I'm a battery of energy. And so I meditate daily. okay, to keep. And James Van Pro, you know, truly, I
James Van
come from a
Praagh, yeah.
scientific, yeah, I come from a scientific background. So some of this stuff early on was very woo-hoo to me. It really, really was.
Course.
But you know, obviously, as I've progressed through this, you know, working on meditation, which keeps my vibrational energy, okay, people wait a long time to work with me. If I touch upon, if I'm out shopping and touch upon, oh, I see her uncle with her, that's her mom standing next to her. If I work with everybody, that depletes my energy. And so my battery, if you will, it leads to me to be more, more apt to come down with something. And it lowers the vibrational energy for me to work with the people who have waited a long time to work with me. So I tease, if I had a contract and a camera, of course I could, but I probably would not be seeing clients. So I have to manage my energy. My week is managed based upon my commitments. Whether if I've got an event this week, then I'm only going to see a few clients. I'm not, you know, because I've got to
You
manage
can
the
only
energy.
spread it so much.
Yes, absolutely. So I won't see someone before my event or the day after because my battery's shot. If I'm working on police cases, they're very draining. That emotionally is very draining. It could entail travel as well. I'm working on cases in Arizona, Florida, the tri-state area. So, you know, that's energy as well. So, you know, I'd like to get up, meditate. I know everybody has the New Year's resolution to get their butts to the gym. You know, it's been a couple of months, so I'll be off to Planet Fitness like everybody else this damn week. If it's a Friday, I start my day with a meditation, and then I have guitar lesson every Friday,
Oh, very nice.
where I play guitar, learn, you know, music theory, talk about our weeks with Allison, who's fantastic. She actually did the music intro to my podcast, Mediumship Moments. So if you hear the little interlude, that was Allison's composition. So it kind of depends on the day. You know, if I have an event that day, I'm chilling, eating a lot of protein the night before and the day of the event, but I won't eat within 4 hours of an event. I just like to keep it light and quick, and my energy doesn't go towards digestion. What else could I tell you? We have two callers. Well,
Yes, we do.
we're saved by a caller. Let's
Sure, absolutely. But that's pretty interesting. Okay. And I'm only asking you this because, I got to break you in,
Well,
for
go
coming on the
ahead,
show
Roman.
and that kind of
Have
thing,
at
All right. So we're going to have, we have, yeah, we do have two callers. So we're going to have Michelle from Boston on the show. She wants to ask what happens when we transition abruptly on what impact that has in the spirit. It's a great question. So with that said, Michelle from Boston, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hi,
You're
Michelle.
welcome.
Is it wick is it
Hi
wicked cold
there.
up there right now?
It was actually warmer today.
Yeah, not too
Oh,
bad
you know,
today.
we're in the 40s today, which is like a heat wave, so
Oh gosh, yeah, this time of year. Yes. So your question was
Always.
about the transition of the soul when it happens abruptly.
Yes, I had two questions about that because
Okay.
my dear brother died unexpectedly and too soon in a car accident about 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry
And
to hear that.
he was a big, beautiful soul, and he was all in, and then he was all out. He died instantly at the scene of the accident. And then a separate question is, our mother, unfortunately, was a very difficult, toxic person who we became estranged from for our own self-preservation. And I guess it's been about 3 years since she passed into spirit. And I just wonder, in these two different kinds of scenarios, how this impacts the soul, like if it's abrupt and we're healthy and it's sudden, how it affects going, you know, finding yourself on the other side. And then if you're a person who has hurt a lot of people in your lifetime, including the people you, you know, supposedly love, how that impacts, like, do you instantly go to the love and the light, or do you have to, you know, go through a different process?
So well, let me touch upon your brother's crossing first, if I may, and I'll give you the insight from what it's like for me as a medium when I'm communicating with somebody who crossed abruptly from a MVA, a motor vehicle accident, a car accident. What I will feel is usually chest and steering wheel. And when I feel an abruptness and a steering wheel, then they may show me the car, the wreckage itself. Obviously, those are all the Claires working together to show me how they passed. Sometimes it happens so abruptly that, how do I say this? That they stand by the wreckage going, wait a minute, they cross right away. I don't want to, there's some kind of chatter out there. I don't know who started this. I'm a science-based girl, okay? There's some people who propose that you don't cross right away. Listen, as somebody who's held the hand of someone taking their first breath and their last, who has seen transitions, who has seen the soul leave the body during a transition, they transition to the love and light right away. But what they'll show me is like, hey, I was here and then I'm there. Like, I'm here, but I was there. So there's sometimes it happens that quickly that there's a little bit of a shock. It's like, wait a minute, you know, not to say they don't cross. It's more of a kind of them getting used to that they're there now instead of here. Okay. So that's what they'll communicate with me and show me. Okay. And that's how it appears to be and how I know that they cross quickly. I just want to say something. Was your brother a big hockey fan?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. So he wasn't buried in anything athletic, correct?
No.
Huh. Okay. Now, your mother, when you have somebody who was difficult, let's say they had a neurobiological, whether a neurobiological to me would be anything of baby bipolar, cyclothymia, anything with depression. If they had any of those, what they would show me is that there would be a darkening here. They would show me that here on the physical world, they had this ailment. And when they cross, there was work for them to do, if you want to call it a life review of how they hurt people. And there are lessons, steps that they take over there to learn from that and to have that information to be able to move forward spiritually. And it's kind of like a life review of what they show me. But when they communicate with me, they'll come through. Let's say your mother comes through and she said, you know, they'll often show me their hand on their chest and a tear in their eye, meaning they caused great pain here. And it's their way of apologizing or accepting their responsibility of how they were here physically and what they've learned there spiritually moving forward. Now, sometimes people don't want to talk to those that have caused them great harm. But I often say, you know, keep an open mind because there's healing both for the person receiving the message and for that loved one coming through.
I see. So they go through a life review process as part of there. And then for the soul that enters abruptly, like my brother, do they, like I had one medium tell me that she saw my brother immediately, sort of like my father who's on the other side, swooped down and sort of swooped up my brother. And then my brother sort of immediately went to a higher realm than the medium was able to see. But then I had another medium tell me that, you know, my brother was, you know, taking some time. This was maybe towards a year after he passed to still be adjusting to the fact that he was in spirit. So they were kind of like two very different. So I was just
I can understand your confusion then. I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I saw this as a nurse, bedside. There's always, and as a medium, I in fact have sat in ICUs communicating with those that are about to cross and seeing what I refer to as the transition team. Those are loved ones, family or friends who have preceded those that are making the transition, that and those loved ones, family or friends who have crossed, come to wherever we are. So you never cross alone. Whether you cross quickly and unexpectedly or you put up a hell of a battle, you never cross alone. And so I see this transition team, usually 2 to 4. Some have larger entourages, like my Aunt Rose, my Aunt Peggy. And those loved ones are there to help you transition. Now, my mom had a near-death experience and explained this to me about what she experienced, actually at my own hospital, imagine that, and what she saw and who was there to help her transition. And so what I can say to you is that knowing that your brother crossed so abruptly, that he was meted, he was met and greeted with loved ones who had crossed prior to him. I lovingly say they go off to Angel Boot Camp, learn how to use their wings, and then they throw them a hell of a party, is what I'm shown.
That is so comforting.
That is okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that.
You're more
All
than
right,
welcome.
Michelle,
Be
thank you
well.
for your call.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Have a good night. All right, and we have another caller. We have Crystal from New Hampshire on line one, wanting to talk about coincidences. So, Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hi, Crystal.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi. New Hampshire has a place near and dear in my heart. My father-in-law was
Live free or die.
there.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's, so unfortunately, they like to sell that, but it's not. It's
Not
not really
quite.
like that. You don't look like a guy here.
Hey, Crystal, talk closer to your phone. You're kind of breaking up.
Oh, I'm just saying the motto is live free or die, but not really anymore. But
So,
hey,
go ahead.
well, I'm
Crystal,
sorry.
you have a question? Go
Yeah,
ahead.
I was wondering. Well, it sounds silly, but is there any such thing as coincidence, or is there coincidences or signs, or are they the same, or do they differ? Like, you know, I constantly have coincidences, people saying things, hearing things, things happening, or things happening a day later. So
So
I'm
that
looking.
would, that's almost like,
A
well,
sign.
yeah, I mean, I'm exactly, Roman. I'm sitting here going, listen, if it, now when you say that you get, is it that you got an impression, you saw something, and then a day later it happened?
Well, I also have PTSD, so I'm always thinking about this death. Like things, but things have been so frequent of relation, like I don't know, just so many coincidences. I'm like, is this a sign? Like, is this a punishment, or is this a coincidence? Or is there coincidences? Maybe there's signs. Like,
You know, I often tell
it's.
people, listen, if it speaks to your heart, then you don't need a medium to verify that it's a sign. Like, if these things are happening and you sit there and you go, again, I come from the scientific background, and some of the things, the way that my father communicates with me and the way that, you know, my mom communicates with me, totally different. But the signs are the signs. I'll give an example. I was just driving, coming home from Bucks County. I was away for the weekend and was coming back down, and I had an app called Waze, and it told me to take a different route.
Love
And I really
Waze.
wasn't going to pay attention to it. This is like how bad I was. I was like, no, this is easier. This is quicker. And it kept saying, take this route, take this route. Well, I ended up taking a route that I never take, going over a bridge that I avoid at all costs because it's one way, both, you know, just one lane. And here I came to sit at a stop at a red light with traffic right in front of the Goldberg's peanut chews. That was my dad's favorite. Like we would ship it down to him to Florida because he couldn't get that candy. Now, was that my dad saying hi? Well, my heart like would like to think so. And to me, I took that as a sign.
Oh.
Crystal, like, can you name one of your coincidences that you seem to be experiencing a lot?
Oh God, there's too many. There's circumstance. There's things said on TV. I don't need to be near technology for weird things to happen, even outside. Like somebody will show up. I'll think of someone. They'll text me. Like,
It sounds like you could be very highly intuitive as well, you
That's what it
know?
sounds like to me.
Yes, and that's why Roman and I are both asking these kind of questions. So, and sometimes this intuition or tapping into this sixth sense, if you will, happens after you have a traumatic of event in your life. A lot of well-known mediums or psychic mediums had near-death experiences or had traumatic experiences that kind of opened up a window or a doorway to use this energy. So you may want to explore that.
Okay. I've had a recent death, and it was very traumatic. And my place was haunted, well, quote unquote haunted, but I saw really horrible then positive things. And yeah, you're talking about nuns. I sound crazy. Well, maybe not to you. I don't sound crazy, but nuns, everything. But anyway, but I'll let you speak.
No. I appreciate your candor. I am sorry for your loss. You
Yeah,
know,
feeling about
part of
that.
how we deal with grief is that PTS. There's like well-known
Post-traumatic
Kubler-Ross, you
stress, yeah.
know, exactly. And she was a former nurse who went on and studied this. And so I would say this, working with a therapist, grief therapist, is hugely important. They give you the tools to manage those waves that will come throughout your entire life. So I highly recommend that you seek working with a grief therapist.
Oh, I did find one who does child behavioral therapy. She does, because I don't want to swallow a pill, so she does CBT, but I'm doing the work instead to get through it. But
Oh, excuse me.
it's like, is it PTSD? Is it signs? Is it coincidences that are signs? But yeah, I've been dealing with that a lot the past couple of years.
Well, they may be able to help you differentiate those feelings. But again, it could be that window of energy opening up. But explore one, and if a door closes, open up the other one, is what I say. Thank you, though. I appreciate your call.
Yep. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Well, that was interesting. Yeah, coincident. I mean, put it this way, the world is all consciousness. Like something exists because of consciousness. Like the double slit experiment in quantum physics proved that
Yes.
without a shadow of a doubt. So like if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to observe it, does it make a sound? No, it doesn't, because it didn't happen. Observation breaks down the potential waves of reality into like things and solid matter. Well, nothing's really solid because it's all atoms spinning around, But yeah, it's crazy what the what there's no words. There's really no words for what we are experiencing and how much more there is out there. I mean, I've read books where there's, mathematically, there's 10 dimensions in our existence and we only see three of them. And our brains are like reducing valves that, could only get so much information. Memory is not stored in the brain. There's a function in the brain that retrieves the memory that if you smash a guy's brain, he won't be able to remember or do other things. Just like when you smash a television, you haven't killed the weatherman. You know what I mean? It's just
Right,
retrieving.
exactly.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating to think about that. So tell us about your police work and what kind of stuff do you do? And do you have like is it different looking for a live victim than a deceased victim, or present versus past? Like
Okay,
how does that all break down?
so cold versus okay, so I work on both missing persons and cold case murders. So when I work, I'll give you an example. I had a gentleman, a family member reached out, and it was the best friends. It was the gentleman that went missing. He had Alzheimer's. His daughter's best friend reached out to me because they were distraught and up to their eyeballs. And she goes, I know you've helped find people. So I said, send me a picture. I started to describe his house before she ever sent me the photograph. And she goes, how do you know he lives on a dead end street and it's a one floor brick home? And I went, I see these impressions, right? Psychically, I have the ability of remote viewing. So I do a lot of these cases from my office, but, and I will say this, it is a highly different energy when I'm on site. So it's like ramped up.
Okay,
And
when you're
some,
not.
right? And I need that energetically to be at that spot to pick up. It's kind of like, how do I explain this? It's like psychically seeing pages to a chapter of somebody's life. And within that, within a page or two, I may see a movie clip of exactly what happened. So, when I work on a missing persons case, this gentleman, I said, send me a picture of his home and a picture of him. And from that, I told them that he was going to be found within 11 hours of missing off of Route 3. I saw him by construction, like, you know, those big, that they used to, when they asphalt a new road. I saw all this
Okay,
kind of
yeah.
equipment.
Okay.
Well, here, he hadn't driven in 10 years, had a t-shirt, shorts, no shoes, picked up the keys and drove and left the house. 11 hours later, they found him at exit 3 off the turnpike from where I said.
Wow.
Now, that was a happy ending. There have been several of people who have had cognitive impairments of d varying degrees that we haven't found. And you know, as a nurse, my heart goes out to those families. You know, I am a mom, and I can only imagine losing a loved one that you can't find. And often, if you don't have the remains, that doesn't allow for grieving, and healing, I should say. You'll grieve, but you never get to be able to heal
Right, of
in some
course.
way from that. So that's a missing persons case. Now, you know, I don't watch TV because if I'm watching TV, let's say the news, and they have all the local grocery store was robbed. If they have a reporter out front there from the location, I'll actually see the person as the robbery happened and be
Wow.
able to describe them. Yes. So it's not very restful for me to watch the news. I never typically do, because of that. So for me, I use different varying things. I use psychometry quite a bit. Metal retains those pages that I was telling you about. So psychometry, is hugely important. There was a, you know, I've worked on many, you know, the cold case out in Arizona. I knew th where he was, what happened. I gave names and I described the two caves that he would be found on the left-hand side. They had hired a private detective, an investigator who was a former FBI agent, and they used my information to find him. Unfortunately, he was deceased. So, you know, I've worked with, like, in Detroit, they've opened up a cold case after 7 years, based upon what I found. And so those cases are interesting. They're always different. I work with federal, state, and local. You know, the cold cases, you may be seeing me on a bigger screen soon, doing a lot more of that work.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank
Now,
you.
what is your batting average for stuff like that?
Batting average. Now you're talking. So you know, it comes down to it. Really, my mom had it a hell of a lot more difficult. Pardon my French, and I say that because she was such a pioneer. You know, there was a case here when my mom was early on. There's called the VDAC Society. It was in Philadelphia, and it was named after the detective Les Miserables. We always get their man. There was 82 members.
Vachon,
Yes,
Jean
and.
Valjean, or whatever his name is,
Yes, and my mom was one of the first mediums to work on those with that group. Okay, there was a case here with a 9-year-old little boy, and the detective reached out to my mom, and she's like, "Listen, I have an office. I've got four kids. I don't have any time to waste. Bring me to the location of where he was found." So, Detective Cross, he's going to vet my mom, takes her to the park, but not the right park or the right tree. And she's like, I told you I don't have any, you know what time. And sure enough, he took her to the tree. She described what happened, described the person, and said, "Now get in the car and drive around. The killer's close by." She took him to his house, pointed to the car, and said, "He'll give a confession, a jailhouse confession, but not for 10 years." Sure enough, that's what happened, and they were able to get him on that. So, my mom had it a lot harder.
Yeah, because I know it was more
Because,
pioneering.
right, there weren't a lot of people like my mom 50 years ago working on cases. So I find that some of the people out west are more difficult to deal with, that they're not as open to this ability. I come from the science. I can't explain everything, but I know what I can do. And
Like a West Midwest or like California West?
west of the Mississippi, we'll just say it that way.
Okay, Midwest. Okay.
So,
Because I wouldn't think California, I think they'd be very accepting there.
they're open to it, but there's regions within the West that aren't.
Okay, gotcha.
As this ability, I think science really, Roman, is proving that there is credence in people like me and our ability and what we can help. I
Oh,
tell when I
yeah.
work on cases, listen, I give you the pieces, I give the police, the detectives, pieces to a puzzle. They're trained to put that puzzle together. And that's what I hope that I bring to it.
Now, you alluded to the fact that you are a parent, so
Yes.
are your gifts passed on?
Well, there is a third generation. I call her an MIT, medium in training. I've had clients tell me that my mom used to say, "Kimmy," meaning me, "is better than me," meaning speaking from my mom's perspective. My daughter, Aubrey, is quite empathic and quite talented. She's working with well-known mediums right now in training. We do a lot of paranormal investigations. We have my mom started that group 1974. I have actual pictures
That
that
sounds
my
like a lot
mom,
of fun.
gleaned from her Nikon 600 speed film. And we go out to, we've been to Waverly, Whatley House, Pennhurst, and we do paranormal investigations together.
My daughter, I have a 13-year-old daughter. She's turning 14.
Oh, fun age.
She is so into that kind of stuff because
Oh, go
all those videos are on YouTube and everything. It just fascinates her. So,
yeah. I
and you
just
know
gave a
what?
tour of a place here in Collingswood, New Jersey, called the Haunted Hurley Tour. And that
Harley, like
place,
as in Harley Davidson?
Hurley, my
Hurley,
apologies.
Hurley. Okay, Hurley.
Hurley.
Okay.
Teddy Roosevelt stayed there a couple of times. He was a prolific Irishman, businessman, and the EVPs, the communication there, what we captured, even with ABC rolling, it was beyond my expectations. But it's been a lot of fun.
And you got to tell us when that's going to air.
Actually, it just and we did it with this past October. I hope to do it again. I'm going to be doing a paranormal investigation down in Cape May, New Jersey, and other venues people have asked me to come. And I demystify it. I show them how to use the equipment, give them the opportunity to get hands-on, and then we see what can come of it. So it's a fun thing to do.
So you use cameras and tape recorders for sound and video,
Sure,
that kind of
we use
stuff.
the REM pods and IR cameras, and it's really interesting. We had a situation where we were in Haddonfield doing a paranormal investigation, and the energy came through speaking French. Well, my daughter can speak French, and so she's having a conversation with an energy in French.
Do you ever get clients that speak like don't speak English and you have to communicate with the spirits in a different language?
Great question. It's like I
I'm
hear
good
it.
at great questions.
No, you are. I get Spanglish. Like I'll hear it, but I can make out, it's kind of like they work within the realm of my English, but with an accent. Portuguese, I can pick that up. I have clients all over the world. I'm blessed. So the Netherlands, Dubai. I don't know if that's English speaking, but the dialects,
Very different, yeah.
yes.
Well, it'll be interesting if you ever get like a somebody like that, like, for example, a Slavic language, which you probably don't know anything about, but or Do you ever get that, something
Oh,
like that?
sure. I get the Eastern Bloc and I can
Oh, the
tell.
Eastern Bloc. Good. Okay.
Yeah, I can tell by their dialects where they're from. And I have a very good ear. I play because of music, and my daughter is a classically trained violist. And she can speak two languages. I'm not trying to brag. She's all that bag of chips, but she has a very good ear. So I expect her clairaudience to be very strong because of that training, that
Yeah, for
background.
sure. For sure. That's and that so that's the same daughter, the
Yes.
violinist. Okay, great.
Yes.
Wonderful. So yeah. Do you ever like communicate with animals from the other side? Do
That's
they
a
ever?
great question. I actually have a upcoming pet communication event. A lot of times your pets will come. I was talking to pets and seeing pets right around the time I was seeing people. I'll often see pets come in with clients and sit on their laps on my couch before we even start to work. And even when I do it virtually. So I have an event coming up that I pair. I give a portion of the proceeds to local shelters. And I have one that we've picked that will be getting some proceeds from the pet communication event. So, yes.
Great. So we have another caller. This is a lot of callers this show. So we have Jessica from California on line one, and we only have a few minutes. So
Okay,
she
Jess.
wants to ask you a question about a partner in spirit who actively helps their spouse, that kind of stuff. So Jessica from California, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah,
Hi,
and we only
Jess.
got 5 minutes left, so we got to make it quick.
Okay, I'll get to it fast. So
Okay,
I'm a
great.
widow. My husband passed away
Oh.
2 years ago,
Sorry.
and I've been asking him to help me find another partner. So I wanted to know, in your experience, do you see that occur?
First off, my condolences to the loss of your partner.
Thank you.
It's a great question. It really, really is. And this is why I'm smiling. They often play, I call Genta, matchmaker, from above. And they will show me that a person that they're trying to put within their light, meaning their partner's realm, for them to step forward to start dating.
Okay.
So, yes, they play matchmaker. Yes, they show me that. And it's really interesting how they come about to do it. Because they want to help have someone, they help you find somebody who's worthy to walk in your light, which I think is tremendously important. And that's how they help continue to care for you in another realm, is that knowing that that person that you continue that you start a relationship with is worthy of your time, your energy, and has been pre-approved by your loved one who's crossed.
Okay, so there is some type
Oh,
of
yes.
active interaction, because I thought, well, maybe they're jealous, maybe they would
No,
block
I
it,
never.
maybe.
Jealousy is a human. They want us to be happy. They want us to be healthy and whole.
Yes.
And having that to share in your life with someone is tremendously important. So no jealousy. Get out there and start dating.
Thank you. You're
Thank you for your
welcome.
call, Jessica.
Thank you.
And take care. Bye-bye.
Be well.
That's that was a very positive call. That's
Yes.
glad to I think she hung up smiling.
Did she? Well,
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
that I see them. They'll show me a circumstance, and I'll say, "Listen, the loved one is showing me this, this, and this," and they'll kind of giggle, or they'll like, "Really? Or should I?" And I'm like, "I'm being shown it, so
Yep.
you know."
So Kim, our hour is up. Can you believe how fast that went? I told you,
It went
it's
quickly.
very quickly. But before we go,
Yes.
tell our viewers like how they can get in touch with you to book readings, that kind of stuff.
Sure. All right. So to get in touch with me, it's Kim Durham, KYMDURHAM.com. That's info at Kim Durham. You can send me an email. That's my website. Mediumship Moments is my podcast where I talk about all realms of spirituality. I have guests like Cindy Kaza, John Holland, and I'm doing a mediumship and murder where I talk about the cases that I've worked on coming up and paranormal investigations, all that fun stuff.
Fantastic. So I cannot wait to have you back on the show.
Oh, you're sweet, Roman.
You have to come back.
I would look
Absolutely.
forward to it. I really would. You've
You
been a
bet.
delight,
So
and
is it.
thank Thomas, the engineer, for me as well.
Tom, he's the best engineer. They don't get any better than Tom. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we will we'll see you like
I will pick
all
your
through
brain
the
next time about buying another guitar.
anything. Oh yeah, I know everything about guitar, so I'll gladly help you
You
with that.
help me sway me to a
Absolutely.
Martin.
Yeah, Martin, Taylors are good. I have a McPherson. Look at
Oh,
McPherson's. Okay.
okay.
Check out, yeah, it's McPherson. Check out McPherson guitars.
That I
They're
shall.
better than Martin's, they're better than Taylor's, in my opinion.
I appreciate it.
All
Be
right.
well,
You too.
Roman.
Take care,
Bye now.
everybody. Good night.
Good night.